Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anababe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anababe sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with paranormal investigator Tim Miley. Television can almost be like a double-edged sword when it comes to the paranormal, in my opinion. In some cases, in one way, it opens up the topic. It makes it more approachable for many people to talk about, even if the cases that are being presented are overly exaggerated for television and essentially have gotten into the hands of the producer, and the producer is just trying to figure out what's going to keep eyeballs there. I get it. I've worked in television. I know how it works. I've done TV. But, you know, at the same case, you know, you're trying to keep the integrity of the story, but ultimately, it's going to come down to some network executive saying, make it more spooky. And then they have to do what they have to do, which kind of sucks. But at the same time, we wouldn't have the open conversations that we can have today with more people without these stories getting out there in some way, shape, or form. What was your goal going into that case before TV ever obviously became a part of it, when you were just one-on-one with the family? And before you even had the experience of the transmedium that was coming in there and talking and having that conversation with the child, you as an investigator, what is your goal? What was your goal at that time with that specific case of going in to investigate? Is it always to try and help something cross over? Is it just to give people the peace of mind that they're not crazy, that yes, you found something too? What is it for you?
The top priorities for me going into an investigation are, A, we have to help the family, and B, if we can help the spirit, we have to do that too. Mm-hmm. So it was about helping the family, and then once we learned that, yes, there really was a two-year-old boy here, a spirit, I became so emotionally attached to that case. I can tell you honestly, for 2 years, every day I thought about that case. I was obsessed with it. I needed to help this little boy, and It became very personal for me because I wanted him to get vindication. There was even a point during that last investigation with Scotty where Scotty gave me the opportunity to talk to the old man that had done this. And I don't provoke as a rule, but that night I let loose and I don't remember a lot of what I said. Mm-hmm. But I said everything that I thought that little boy should have been able to tell him.
Yeah.
And he took all of the happiness and innocence away from that little boy. And in my mind, he deserved everything he was going to get, which is, it's not funny, haha, but funny that it led to a conversation with Scotty and I, because Scotty doesn't believe in hell.
Okay.
Scotty believes everybody gets another opportunity. Everybody gets a second chance. And I was making the argument for Chris that no, you know, this man did these horrible things to him. He deserves to pay. He deserves to suffer for what he did.
Sure.
And in my mind, that was the end goal in that investigation. I wanted vindication for that little boy. So it became less about the investigation for me and more about telling the story for this little boy, because I thought he really deserved it.
You said when you let loose on that man that was the perpetrator on the little boy, was his spirit in that building too?
Scotty kept telling me that yes, he was there and he was afraid to move on.
So simultaneously was the spirit of this little boy cohabitating with his perpetrator in this house, even in death.
Yeah. 45 years of it.
Yeah.
It was walking into that house. I'll be honest. When you walked into the basement, it was like a gut punch. It took everything out of you. And, that night talking to the two of them separately, the little boy was, it was amazing just having the opportunity, because going in, Scotty didn't have any of the names. None of this stuff is ever on our website, so we don't put anything on there. So he had no way of looking anything up. But he came up with the little boy's name and, you know, was telling us things that we had brought up on previous investigations while he mm-hmm. was talking to us through this little boy. And, it was amazing, but heartbreaking at the same time. And I'll be honest, you asked if I had any regrets on investigations. I look back to that investigation, that last night that we were there.
Mm-hmm.
One of my biggest regrets is, like, for the next year and a half, I was chasing the next Chris case.
Mm-hmm.
And the cases we were getting, although they were very important to the family and for them it was a big deal, for me, they weren't reaching the level of Chris. So I was disappointed mm-hmm. until I finally woke up and said, you know what? These cases are just important to this family as the Chris case was to the other family.
Sure.
And we got to make sure that we're given the same effort on every case. And so, yeah, that's one of my biggest regrets too. But, experiencing that case from 2010 to 2012 was just, it changes you as a person. It really does.
With the energy that you said, you know, you walked through the door and you just felt it. Is that energy, was it that way because of, I mean, essentially you have a child predator and murderer living in a house with the child that he perpetrated on and murdered in the same house, and they're both spirits. I mean, if you had two living people who, I guess you take murder out of the equation as not being part of it, but you have a child predator living in a house with the child, you're going to have weird energy there if they're living. Add murder to the mix and they're both dead. Is that what created just that weird anxiety, dark feeling of the two of them still being forced to kind of cohabitate and not know what to do, not know where to go, but they're both dead and they're both in the same place and they both know what has happened with each other?
I believe you're 100% right. Yeah. I will tell you this, once the investigation was done and we felt like we had moved the little boy on and the older man actually moved on too. I never say where, because that's not my job or not my place to tell you where they went. I mean, that's people's individual beliefs. I just know they're not in the house anymore. I still keep in contact with that family. They're still doing good. There's still nothing happening there. But after all of that, and we went up to the living room, that was the most heavy hour of my life, probably. And we went up to the living room, and I bet you we laughed for about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was just a release.
Yeah.
It was a release of all of the nervous energy and all of the darkness that we had experienced. And it just all came out, and everybody just kind of looked at each other. We hugged each other a lot. There were tears. And then we just laughed and we just let it all out. And it seems like the strangest reaction to one of the most heavy experiences of your life. But in that moment, that's what we all needed. And it was a night that the six of us will never forget.
you had said earlier, it's not your place to say, you know, when someone crosses over or whatever term you want to use there, they've moved on to say where it goes. But I'm just curious, opinion-wise, and this can you can give your answer of what you believe, because I'm always curious from investigative standpoints and investigators, what do they believe? You're exactly right. It is up to anyone to fill in that blank there. But when you feel that this boy crossed over, and I'm going to ask you the same thing of the perpetrating man, too. Where do you believe they crossed over to? Or what's your opinion? Where do you think, you know, obviously it is 100% opinion. Where do you think they crossed over to? Or what happens at that point once they're out of the house?
For me, I think it is heaven.
Okay.
That's my personal belief. I want to believe that that two-year-old boy is enjoying life up there. And he can finally smile. He can finally laugh. As for where the older man went, I might seem spiteful, but I still hope he paid for what he did.
Sure.
Cause he never paid for it during life. By the time they overruled and found it to be a homicide, the older man was already gone.
Yeah.
So never really paid for what he did to this little boy. And if he did that to that one little boy, how many other little kids did he do that to? Yeah. You know, that's the bigger part of it. It was just a very sad case. But yeah, for me, I revert back to growing up until I was 8 years old and heaven and hell. And, and for me, heaven makes sense because I'd like to believe that my dad is up there. And I'd like to believe that my little boy Murray's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for me, it's heaven.
Yeah. And I totally understand both directions of where, because if someone didn't get justice here on Earth, you hope that there's some sort of justice on the other side. I'm totally with you there. You hope that he is the person, and I don't think it's spiteful. I think it's just human nature. And those of us who have the streak in our personality of justice oriented, I'm very much like that too. You want something to have happened. There should be some sort of justice. I don't know if that's what happens. If for some reason they do get the second chance, as one of the other investigators you were working with, you know, says that they believe that that's happened. I don't think my mind can process that. I don't think my mind is very good at processing. Oh, you get a second chance, even though you were this horrible fucking beast of a human being. Why do you get a second chance? But, you know, it's not for us to set those rules. It's just for us to try and understand what's happening. But I get you. I would totally hope for the same. You have mentioned your father quite a bit and saying that you feel like you have a better relationship with him now that he's passed on. And I think we'll close our interview in asking this question. Do you feel like your father is helping you investigate these cases and go on the journey that you're going down? I know sometimes when you said you've talked to mediums or folks who are able to do that, it's almost been kind of a game sometimes. And that's fun. That's interesting to hear how that transpired. But do you think he comes to you? Do you think he's helping you on this journey of investigating the paranormal and the supernatural and the dead as you go about and visit all these folks who need your help?
I not only believe that, but I'll do you one better.
Yeah.
I think he's the one that pushed me to do this, from the beginning. I think, since he was the spirit that was making all of the noise in my house in 2006, I think it was his plan that this is what his boy was going to do. Mm-hmm. And this was my calling. And with that comes, I don't want to disappoint my dad. So, I better do this to the best of my abilities.
That wraps up the second half of our conversation with paranormal investigator Tim Miley of Fox City's Paranormal, back on my old home turf in Wisconsin. To find out more, look up Fox City's Paranormal. Until next time, for The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for your support, and thanks for listening.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe Sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Washablesofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Washablesofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply. Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.